From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In San Francisco, one local politician is finding you can't navigate City Hall. She's in a dispute with her colleagues over where she can and cannot go in her wheelchair. She wants a ramp. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, her fellow board members say it costs too much.
Back in 1992, Michaela Aliero-Pierre was working in the White House as a domestic policy advisor to then-Vice President Al Gore. Paralyzed since a childhood skiing accident, she found parts of the West Wing inaccessible, and Aliero-Pierre threatened to sue under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It was a little bit of a fight, without question, but they simply put in a lift. And when they realized it was the right thing to do, they just did it.
Now Aliero-Pierre is a San Francisco supervisor. As she wheels into the ornate chambers of the Board of Supervisors, she points to the president's podium, which sits about 3.5 feet above the floor.
The 3.5 feet is a significant mountain in this particular instance and needs to be lowered significantly.
Lowering the podium would accommodate a ramp that would give her and any other disabled person access.
It's the people's room. There is not a room in San Francisco more important or more needed, in my opinion, to be accessible to every member of San Francisco's citizenry. We should be able to have a member of the disabled population sit behind the president's desk, and right now that is not something that can happen.
But recently, the board rejected a plan to lower the podium and build that ramp. Board President Aaron Peskin is among those who balked at the $1 million price tag at a time when San Francisco is in a budget crisis.
For that kind of money, San Francisco can do 70 curb ramps that would serve hundreds of individuals as compared to a sole individual. Money is always scarce, and when you have money, you should really use it for the benefit of the many.
Aliero-Pierre disputes the $1 million estimate. She says the 10-foot ramp would cost only about $100,000, and the rest would be spent on related renovations to the chambers. Meanwhile, the notion that the ramp is being built for only one disabled person rankles some. Larry Paradis is the executive director of the Berkeley-based Disability Rights Advocates.
The classic strategy that the city of San Francisco is following is to basically blame the victim, to make Ms. Aliero-Pierre feel guilty for asking that her civil rights be met. And it's clearly a symbol that matters in a city that cares about civil rights, that the podium at which the president of the Board of Supervisors sits should be accessible.
The current board president, Aaron Peskin, doesn't use a podium. He presides from a lower clerk seat that is virtually eye level with his colleagues. And he says the president's podium is a relic no one should use.
And it is my position that both as a financial as well as an architectural solution, that it be forever abandoned and become an inaccessible architectural element, and that the Board of Supervisors conduct its business at the same level where all members have equal access to one another.
Supervisor Aliero-Pierre says that's no compromise at all.
We certainly don't keep the black water fountains and the white water fountains as a nice reminder of what the civil rights movement was like in the 60s. And we should, in the same regard, not be keeping up these physical barriers to the disabled, because it sends the same message.
And having once threatened to sue the White House over wheelchair access, Aliero-Pierre says she's prepared to take her San Francisco colleagues to court. Meanwhile, Mayor Gavin Newsom supports her and insists that the ramp will be built. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.